This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
This is Susan Larson with Search.
What's Search?
Well, it stands for Sustaining Essential and Rural Community Healthcare. It's a group organization started 3 years ago in response to the loss, or the soon-to-be loss, of labor and delivery at Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. And it's gone on from there to do a lot of different things and to foster and defend health care in Mitchell and Yancey counties. That's the purpose.
Yeah. So what's going on now? You've got a special meeting coming up that you're working on, I think, is what we were going to talk about today.
That's exactly what we were going to. But, you know, before I do that, I want to thank WKYK and you, particularly, Bruce, for interviewing since the beginning of COVID. I don't even know how many, certainly 12 to 15 different people on topics related to COVID and putting them on community close-up. It's just been fantastic to work with you on that, so thank you very much. I wanted also to tell people that we're having our first general meeting via Zoom. Now, we have been having meetings in Burnsville and Spruce Pine back and forth every 6 weeks or so, but since we're just not able to do that, we're going to do it by Zoom. And it will be Tuesday, August the 11th, mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. And we have quite a bit planned for this meeting, which we invite anybody in the community to tune in for. At the end, I'll tell how they can do that. We really want everybody who has an interest in local health care, and it doesn't have to be the hospital, but health care in general, to tune in and at the end ask questions if they want. Particularly wanted to tell people that we are now nonprofit. We, in the eyes of the IRS, and
very good.
We have our first board of directors of 10 people from Mitchell and Yancey counties. And we'll be introducing them on Zoom on Tuesday night. A variety of people who have a passion for good health care and consistent health care locally. So you will meet them. And then the second part will be premiere of our Search video, which we've been working on really since the beginning of the COVID, the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready to show it to the public. And what's so great about it, by the way, it was produced by Minnow Media with a grant from Dogwood Health Trust. And we have images from local photographers and music from local musicians and a lot of familiar scenes. I think people will get a good idea of what Search is about if they watch this video. So we particularly want them to see that, and they'll be the first in the community to see it.
And again, that's going to be part of the agenda of the meeting that's coming up on Tuesday.
Yes, yes, and we're fortunate in that we've had a great relationship with Mountain Community Health Partners, and they help us with the Zoom. And we have a new board member, Conrad Levitt, who is also going to be helping us. So fingers crossed, the technology will work, and you'll be able to see everything. There are other parts to the meeting, too. We'll be talking about our current work, and Bruce, you know a bit about this already from the interviews you've been doing. One was with Chuck McGowan of the Census, the
right.
Regional Census Director, and Risa Larson has, and Lisa Schultz and others have really been working hard on that. So we will talk about how that's going and show some images from that push. And Victoria Hicks will talk about how we hope to learn about models of community engagement. That's from from the Outreach Committee. We also have been monitoring the HCA mission deal
right.
through the Independent Monitor, and we want to talk about our relationship with Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. We have had continued meetings with the CEO, Tanya Hale, and the chair of the board, Alex Glover, and we want to discuss how we see our relationship going forward and how the community might relate to the hospital, how they can learn what's going on at the hospital. So this will be an integral part of our work in the future as well. It's been in the past, as you know, when HCA bought Mission, we wanted to be sure we would have a hospital for 10 years, and thank goodness that's been agreed to by HCA and the Attorney General. So we'd like to bring people up to date on that agreement and what's happening. Fortunately, we have a good hospital here, and we want to keep it.
Yeah, for sure. That's the type of thing that a lot of folks are interested in. So this is a good opportunity for folks to find out.
And get involved if they would like to. And then we also collaborate with elected officials on issues around, for example, in the past, ambulance service and the health department. And we have good relationships with the nonprofits that's healthcare as their focus.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk about that as well, these collaborations that are so important to healthcare in the whole community. Not to mention the great work that Amy Wellness Foundation and Dogwood Health Trust do in philanthropy in supporting these organizations. So that's still another topic. We could go on forever, but Bruce, I don't think you want me to.
Well, the main thing to remember is if you'll give them the information again about when the meeting's going to be and then how they can become a part of the meeting.
Okay. Well, the meeting is on Tuesday, August the 11th. It's at 7 o'clock. It's on Zoom. Even if you don't have a Zoom app on your computer, you can still call in. So if you will send us an email to searchwnc@gmail.com, we'll send you a link. That's searchwnc@gmail.com. You'll get a link on how to connect to it. And while you're at it, you can send any questions that you might have in the Q&A period at the end of the meeting.
And again, that meeting is tomorrow, so be sure to get that email off and be a part of it. Thank you to Susan Larson of Search for visiting with us today, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.